This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Odisha today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the visit to the Western Odisha industrial town, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and launch three railway projects worth over 1,700 crore rupees to enhance railway infrastructure and connectivity across the state. Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for the rail flyover between Sambalpur city and Salla at a cost of 273 crore rupees. He will also announce the expansion of 8 IIT, grant super speciality status to Brahmapur MKCG Medical College and Hospital in Brahmapur, as well as to Bhimsar Hospital in Vulla, Sambalpur. In addition, Mr. Modi will distribute sanction order to 50,000 beneficiaries under the Antyodaya Griha Yojana. Jharsuguda visit will be the Prime Minister's sixth visit to Odisha in 15 months since the BJP came to power in the state in June 2024. Alok Chandra Varik, Akashvani News, Jharsuguda.
In a significant development, Union Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has announced that natural gas has been discovered in the Andaman Basin, confirming the long-held belief that the Andaman Sea is rich in natural gas. In a social media post last night, the minister said, "An ocean of energy opportunities has opened up in the Andaman Sea." External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that the BRICS has stood firm as a strong voice of reason and constructive change at a time when multilateralism is under stress. He stated this while hosting a meeting of the BRICS foreign ministers in New York on the sidelines of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly. The minister said that in a turbulent world, BRICS must reinforce the message of peace building, dialogue, diplomacy, and adherence to international law. He said that the grouping must amplify its collective call for a comprehensive reform of the principal organs of the United Nations, especially the UN Security Council. India Today delivered a sharp rebuttal to Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's speech at the UN General Assembly, dismissing his remarks as absurd theatrics and asserting that no degree of drama can conceal facts. Exercising the right of reply of Indian Pakistan Prime Minister's speech, First Secretary in India's permanent mission to the UN, Petal Gehlot said, Prime Minister Sharif once again glorified terrorism, so that's so central to their foreign policy. Pointing to Pakistan's record on terrorism, Ms. Gehlot highlighted Islamabad's role in the Pahalgam attack. Palestine's ambassador to India, Abdullah Abu Shawesh, has praised the government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi for supporting the Palestinian people. Speaking to the media, Mr. Shawesh highlighted that the Indian government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, is supporting the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, which is responsible for aiding Palestinian refugees.
India, under the chairmanship of the current Prime Minister, His Excellency Narendra Modi, is doing also great job to the Palestinian people. India is building right now more than one project, which is a hospital. India and also supporting the United Nations entities that is dealing with the Palestinian refugee. We are fully satisfied.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a two-state solution that would create an independent Palestinian state, calling it suicidal for his country. During a speech at the United Nations General Assembly in New York last night, Mr. Netanyahu called the Western nations, including France, Canada and Britain, naive for recognizing the Palestine state. He warned that Israel will finish the job of eliminating Palestinian armed group Hamas in Gaza unless it laid down arms and released the remaining hostages taken during terrorist attack on Israel in 2023. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings to citizens on the sixth day of Navratri. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the goddess's grace instill confidence in everyone's life. He also expressed hope that all devotees receive her blessings. In Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka in the last clash of the Super 4 stage in Dubai after a dramatic and intense super over to reach the final of the tournament unbeaten. India will face Pakistan in the summit clash in Dubai tomorrow at 8 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.